Hey everybody, are you looking to upgrade your morning routine or maybe even start a morning routine? Well, you're in luck. On March 22nd through March 26th, I will be hosting a free 7-day program called the Rise Up Morning Routine Challenge. This challenge will be held in a private Facebook group for anyone who is interested on leveling up their mindset through the morning routine. In this free mastermind course, we will focus on how to develop a strong morning routine and how your morning routine can set the tone for your overall productivity and structure for the day ahead of you. We will cover schedules, planning, meditation, journaling, reading, and so much more. Our mastermind course is absolutely free. It is a gift to you from me. If you are interested in joining my program, head over to www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com for details. We'll see you in the morning. Okay, so one of the questions I get asked quite a bit as a coach is there such a thing as safe income? In the last year through this pandemic, we've witnessed thousands of Americans lost their jobs through taking the quote-unquote safe route. In the last year, it was reported there were over 25 million Americans who were starting or already running their own small-based business, which is incredible. However, how do you start? How does one begin their journey in entrepreneurship? And most importantly, how do you future-proof your income? Well, all your questions are about to get answered. Today, I am joined with our very first guest speaker on the show and a good friend of mine that decided to break away from the quote-unquote safe route to start a small home-based business that has nearly generated over $7 million in revenue and have expanded to over 10 countries all around the world. Today, I'm joined with my good friend, Ryan Allen Bell, as he shares his success story and how you can future-proof your income through starting a home-based business. So, without further ado, let's cue the introduction. Good morning, my wonderful and most talented listenership. Welcome to session 35 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle, and I'll be your podcast host and morning routine coach here to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, and most importantly, working towards a future filled with possibilities. Today, we have a real treat for you here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I am joined with our very first guest speaker and, may I say, most talented entrepreneur, Mr. Ryan Allen Bell, as he shares his amazing story on how he found his true passion through starting a home-based business. So let's go ahead and give Mr. Ryan Allen Bell a round of applause and welcome him to the show. Hey, Ryan, thank you for joining us here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. It's great to have you this week, buddy.
Byron, what's up? So good to see you, man.
So great to see you. So how are things going on your end?
We're good over here in SoCal, Southern California, and just making things happen, staying diligent, staying consistent. So what about you, man?
Same way, man. The weather has been crazy over here, though. So, I mean, how's the weather going over there?
Well, bro, it's like pouring all this week, which is nice because in Cali, it never rains. And so like we actually need this every once in a while, you know? So
yeah,
I'm grateful for it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been raining, snowing, sunshine, whatever it can throw in the mix. It's showing its ugly colors now, but that's Iowa. Yeah. So
yeah, for sure. I don't even know. I've never been to Iowa, but I can only imagine.
Absolutely. So Ryan, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about, you know, a little bit of your background story, where you've been and, you know, where it led you to be today.
Yeah, for sure. So For those that don't know yet, I've been an entrepreneur now for the last 7 years, but it hasn't always been that. So I'll go all the way back to when I was like 5 years old, because when I was 5 years old, I remember, actually it wasn't around five, I think it was like six or seven, where we got our first computer. And do you remember like the old school, like AOL internet, like dial up? Like, I remember we got that.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And I remember seeing an ad on the computer that said, learn how to become an entrepreneur. And it was this young guy like in front of a convertible. And that inspired me so much. And I'm a kid. And like from that point forward, I was like, you know what? I think one day I do want to be an entrepreneur. But here's the thing. As I went through high school, I didn't really know how to become an entrepreneur. Like, I never figured it out. I never had people who were in my life who were entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And so by the time I graduated high school, I was like, man, like, I don't know what to do. And so I decided to pursue a normal career. So my grandfather was in fire. He was a fireman. And I was like, you know what? Let me pursue this. I could stay in shape. I could provide for my family. Like, this could be a good career. And so that's what I pursued right out of high school. So I got my associates in fire. I went through a fire academy. I got licensed as an EMT, and I worked the 911 system for over 6 years.
Oh, nice.
But here's the thing. About 3 or 4 years into this, as working as an EMT, I realized my heart wasn't in it. I got to a point where like I really couldn't even see myself doing that for the next 20 years of my life. I didn't want to build a career in it. I was just unfulfilled, unhappy. And I actually went through like a year of my life where I was depressed, because I was like, man, is this really what life is about? And I was very, very discouraged. And, you know, what ended up happening for me is someone entered my life who showed me how to build a home-based business. And the rest is history. That was the first leader that showed up in my life. That was the first mentor that showed up in my life. And he had the results that I wanted. And from that day forward, I started learning the skills and developing the mindset on how to learn how to build a home-based business. And that's pretty much my origin story of how I got to where I'm at today. And it took me about 2 years of working my business part-time. And so I started earning more income doing that part-time from home than working full-time at my job. But once I started earning more income than my full-time job, I quit my job. And that was 5 years ago. So I've been building a home-based business full-time for the last 5 years. And it's incredible. It's completely changed my life. And that's what I do now, is I show people how to do it.
That is so inspiring, Ryan. It really is.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know a lot of us, we get in the rat race. We get on the hamster wheel and we're just going to work 9 to 5. And then we're spending our money on bills. And then we're back in the rat race. So, I mean, I think it's an incredible story and a motivating one at that to provide some inspiration for those who are looking to escape that 9 to 5 and become independent.
Yeah.
So
for sure, man.
Yeah. So one question I do have is, what is one thing you wish you had known when you began the path of entrepreneurship?
Ooh, that is a great question. Okay, so yeah, here's my answer. So
okay.
I wish that they would have told me at the beginning that I needed to like really commit to this journey, like full out, like plant my flag, like no turning back, no looking left, no looking right, because it's a type of adventure, it's a type of journey, like becoming an entrepreneur, where you just have to commit to it. Like, you can't say like, oh, I'll try this thing and see what happens. It's more like, okay, I'm going to do this until it happens. And early on, I didn't have that mindset. And I had, and what ends up happening when you don't have that mindset is you kind of go through your days with uncertainty, because you're like, okay, like, is this thing going to work? Am I going to get results? Blah, 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 blah. And so you actually create a lot of self-doubt. And now, fast forward, I've developed that mindset over the years where I was like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get results and have success no matter what. And so as I go through my days, I never think about uncertainty. I'm going to figure it out no matter what. And so what it does is it helped me develop such a stronger mindset over the years. So I wish I'd known that early on, is like, just commit to the journey and then figure it out, you know?
Yeah, it's either you're all in or you're not.
Yeah.
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a buddy of mine. He is also a mindset coach. And he's been doing this cold plunge in a swimming pool for 3 weeks now. So, yeah. So the one thing he does is, you know, he tries to change people's perspective, you know, as a mindset coach. And he basically said the same thing, you know. He could either dip his toes in the water or he could just plunge right in and be 100% into it. You know, so I think that is absolutely inspiring. So, I mean, either you're in or you're not.
Yeah. One of my mentors says you're either all in or you're out.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that, yeah, that's it.
Awesome. So what is something you would have done differently? And what did you learn from it?
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, man, these are great questions, bro. So, what's one thing I would have done differently starting at the beginning than I'm doing now? So I would have worked a lot harder. And it's so funny because, like, I feel like I am putting in a lot of effort into my business. But early on, there has been so much downtime that I let go by where I wasn't working my business or I wasn't focused. Mm-hmm. And I should have been a lot more focused. I should have sacrificed a lot more like fun events, right?
Yeah.
Going out, doing this, doing that. Because the time is going to pass anyways. Like, I've been doing this thing for 7 years. Is like the 7 years is going to get here no matter what. So I might as well been more focused. So 7 years down the road, I could have been in a better position than I'm at now. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm, like, forever grateful for where I'm at now. But I know for sure if I would have worked harder at the beginning and just a lot more massive action, I could have been way further than where I'm at now, you know? So that's a big lesson, is just grind now, shine forever. One of my mentors tells me that. I'm just like, we're young, you know? We might as well just build this thing, get it to a place where it's just on autopilot. And so later on in our life, we don't have to work as hard trying just to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it goes back to the cold plunge, you know, either you're going to do it or you're not. You know, and the one thing is, you know, it's frustrating when you hear people, well, I'm going to get around, do it. And then eventually, you know, 7 years go by and you're still talking about it. So either you're in or you're not. So absolutely. Yeah. So I do have another question here on top of that. So what advice would you give someone who is wanting to pursue entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So number one, you want to make sure that you surround yourself with people who have the results that you want. So I'll paint a perfect example. So, like, let's say you want to be a coach of some type. Oh, let's say you, Byron, like, you want to be a mindset coach. Yeah. Like, make sure you're surrounded by people who are already mindset coaches who are successful in doing that, right?
Yes.
And so early on as a new entrepreneur, like for me, I wanted to learn how to build a home-based business. So I was like, okay, I need to make sure I surround myself with people who have home-based businesses that are successful so I could learn from them. And so that's the biggest mistake that new entrepreneurs make, is they go out and build a business by themselves, thinking that they could figure it out, but it's very, very challenging. They have to get around people that have the results that they want. And there's a second part to it, and have achieved those results the way that they want to achieve them. And that's a big thing, is because, you know, obviously you want to make sure you're building your business with integrity and good ethics and morals, right?
Right.
And so if you have that down, then you feel good about the work that you're doing in the world. And so That's a big lesson. Surround yourself by people who have the results that you want. Number two is be open-minded about different opportunity. For me, I've tried different businesses in the past, figuring out what aligns with me, like what vibes with me. And that's really helped me figure out, okay, what exact profession or industry do I want to be involved in, right? Because it's okay to say no to a lot of different things. It's totally fine. I get people that reach out to me all the time about different businesses or different products or services to help my business. And I tell 99.9% of people no, but I always take a look. And so that's the biggest thing, is like, if you want to become an entrepreneur, see what's out there, be open-minded, and who knows what you'll find. You'll find something that resonates with you. And so that's the second thing. And then the third thing just goes back to the first point. Once you figure out what you want to do, just, you know, plant your flag and go after it. Like, the world depends on it. And don't look left, don't look right. Like, have an immense grit. Like, don't care about other people's opinions because they're not going to be paying your bills.
Right.
So just keep going after it, you know? But yeah, those three tips for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was talking to a mindset coach a while ago, and he made a general statement which really stuck out with me. So your network equals your net worth. So There was an interesting statistic I read online that you become the average of the five people you hang out with the most. And I for one, I believe in that. And I mentioned that in a previous podcast episode. You know, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you know, hang out with five successful entrepreneurs, more than likely you're going to become the sixth, you know. And if you hang out with five unsuccessful individuals, and more than likely you're going to end up being unsuccessful. I guess it goes back on your life mission and your drive.
They call that the law of association. Because who are you associated with in life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, we can all have the best intentions, but when we surround ourselves with different types of people that don't have the same motivation and drive that we do, then it totally can train wreck you on your vision. Mm-hmm. So... Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big deal, man. Like, a lot of times you have to actually say no to a lot of existing people in your life, like a lot of friends or family who are doing whatever with their life, but you have to just spend less time with them. And you don't have to completely cut them out of your life, but just spend less time with people who aren't going where you want to go, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just having those limited associations.
Yeah, for sure. Limited, that's the right word for sure.
So I do have to ask, so what are some of the best resources that you have found that has helped you along the way through your path of entrepreneurship?
Books, 100% books. That's how I've gained the majority of my education with building a home-based business, is reading the right books. And here's the thing, I made a mistake early on where I was just reading as many books as possible.
Okay.
And that's a mistake. It's not about reading 1,000 books, it's about reading the right book 1,000 times. And so now what I do is I figure out, okay, what are the best books for me to read for whatever I'm trying to learn? And I find that right book and I read it over and over and over again until I've mastered it, and I've mastered the education. And what ends up happening is you want to read in different units of time. So for example, like, let's say you resonate with a great book, you read it, and then you apply whatever you're learning into your life. And then let's say you read it again the next year and you're like, oh, I didn't catch this next time. And the reason that is because you're a completely different person. Mm. You know, we always change and improve. And so books has been huge as a way for me to learn entrepreneurship. And I guess I could like give some basic ones. Like the biggest one that's made the best impact for me is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. He was publisher of Success Magazine, and that book just talks about how to create consistent habits in your life. He shares, like, okay, if you eat an apple a day for a year compared to eating a candy bar a day for a year, what's going to happen to your health? He's like, if you're eating a candy bar, let's say for a day or a week or a month, you might not notice like that many changes. But after a year of doing that, then you're going to start noticing changes. And same thing with an apple. It's like you might not notice a change in your health after a day or a week. But if you eat an apple a day, every single day for a year, you're going to notice insane improvements in your health. And so that book really helped. The Magic of The Magic of... Oh, it's right over there. Not The Magic of Believing, which is also great. I have that one on. It escapes my mind. I'll get to it. But yeah, there's just so many books. I would say for sure start with The Compound Effect. But yeah, books, seminars. So this is a completely different topic. So one of my mentors, he talks about you want to invest at least 10% of your income into personal development. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you make $100,000 a year, save $10,000 of it to invest into personal development. And so that could be like books or coaching or seminars. And so I like to go to a lot of seminars. I go to a lot of seminars inside of my profession so I can learn from people who have the results that we want. And so start there. Save 10% of your income and invest that into personal development. The Magic of Thinking Big. That's the name of the book. Ha, I got it. But yeah, books, seminars, and just invest your money into your growth for sure. Every single year I invest money into my growth.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, if you think about, we spend money on virtually on everything, you know, gas, groceries, yeah. Family, whatever. But, you know, we hardly ever take time to invest back in ourselves. Yeah. And honestly, like when you show up to your family, your work or whatever, you know, you want to be able to give them 100% of you. Mm-hmm. So I think investing back in yourself is absolutely important and is very crucial. So,
yeah, I've had many coaches over the years for sure.
So absolutely. So what, who are the three people that have impacted you the most through your journey and why?
Amazing. So number one, I'm going to have to say God. So, for sure, having like my faith grounded every single day, that has definitely helped me during the highs and the lows, just staying grounded every single day. I think that's crucial.
Amen.
Number two, I would for sure. Amen, bro. I would for sure have to say my wife. She's been like the backbone to my success for sure. Cause she's been there through all the ups and downs also. Cause she was there when I decided to change careers from pursuing fire to pursue an entrepreneurship, and she supported me. She was like, yeah, if you believe this is, you know, what you want to do, go after it, you know? So there was actually a point back in the day where before I started making income, where she was helping me pay for like gas, she was helping me pay for groceries, like all this stuff, supporting me as I'm like learning how to become an entrepreneur. So shout out to her for sure. And then third, the first person that comes to mind is one of my main mentors inside of my main business. He's my age. I'm 31. He's 31. And he's been there for the last 7 years, and he has tremendous success inside of his, inside of his business. And he's just been there as just a friend and as a mentor, which is great. And we talk almost every single day. And I think here's an important lesson is we should have different mentors in our life for different areas. But it's also kind of cool to have a mentor in general, just for your life, you know, just for your life in general. It's like, you don't need just a like fitness coach or like a mindset coach, but like, it's cool to have a mentor who's like just there in person. And so I think that's the lesson here is just have a mentor, you know? So, those are my top three for sure, man.
Okay. No, I absolutely agree. So, I mean, again, surrounding yourself with good hearted people, that's going to support you. So very, very important. So the one thing I have clients, they ask me like, you know, when they talk in terms of entrepreneurship, they think it's kind of like a cakewalk essentially, which you and I both know it's not. Yeah. So what is one of the most misunderstanding concepts in entrepreneurship?
I think the biggest thing in our society right now, we have like an instant like reality, like everything that we want happens instantly.
Instant
like
gratification. Yep.
Instant gratification. That's the word I was looking for. So it's just like Uber Eats, Amazon, you could get next day delivery.
Yep.
Like it's just insane. And then you go on social media and you have like instant interactions with your friends. Like you could post something and instantly it gets seen. Like we just live in an instant world. Now, business is pretty much the complete opposite of that. Is like you're not going to have instant success. You have to build this thing for what seems like forever. Like you have to build this thing for years. It might even take years before you start getting results. And that's the thing that new entrepreneurs don't grasp is like, you have to commit to this thing. And so let me paint a picture for you. Like, let's say you want to be a doctor and you know it's going to take 10 years of schooling to become a doctor. Are you going to quit after 1 year because you're not a doctor yet? Or are you going to quit after 2 years because you're not a doctor yet? Or are you going to quit after 5 years because you're not a doctor yet, knowing you have to take another 5 years of schooling? No, you know it's a 10-year journey before you become a doctor. And so that's the same thing with becoming an entrepreneur. At the beginning, you're going to be putting in so much time with practically very little income, and you just have to embrace that. Like, you're for sure going to be making more at your job than you are in your business at the very beginning. But what ends up happening is you're going to get to a point where you're going to start making pretty decent income inside of your business at some point in time. Okay, it might be like 2 years, it might be 5 years, but you're going to start making pretty decent money. Then what ends up happening is you get to a point where you just start making a significant amount of money for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of have to hold out until you get to that point where your business is just growing, you know? And you've seen businesses all over the world that you could use as an example where they just reach momentum and income just starts coming in. Just like Amazon is a perfect example. Like, it took him like years to build this thing, and he was like selling books at first, barely earning any income, and just look how successful his company is now, you know? And so that's the biggest thing, is like, if you're going to become an entrepreneur, like, treat it like a 4-year plan at least. It's like, yeah, give yourself 4 years to learn this thing. And after 4 years, if you're like, okay, like, you know, my heart isn't in it, then figure out something else, you know? But I tell people that I coach personally is like, yo, treat this like you're going to university right now. Like, you're the cool thing is you can earn income on your way there, but like, give it 4 years. And after 4 years, you're going to know what to do to get results for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, You're right. You know, we do live in a world of instant gratification, and everyone wants to be rich overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't want to really put the legwork into it. So I know when it's been about a year since I released my first podcast episode, and cool. I was so excited once I put that out there. I was expecting like have at least like 1,000 downloads, and I ended up by the end of the month, for a full month, I only had like 41 downloads.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, sure. Oh my goodness. Like, I was extremely discouraged, but I kept pushing. And my last episode, within a day, we saw just shy of 1,000 downloads. So wow. Yeah. So if I would have gave up, you know, I would not be here today having this conversation with you and seeing the results I'm seeing. So I think, you know, with entrepreneurship, you just gotta, you know, just keep grinding at it. You just gotta keep going, you know. I love your analogy, the 4-year university. So definitely give it at least 4 years to kind of see the bigger picture of things.
Yeah, you have to. Like, you just, that's like the only way to make it happen, unless you create something super special like a Facebook or an Instagram or something, you know. But like, most of the time, it's going to take time. It's going to take years for us to get to where we want to get.
Excellent. So that is a great segue in my next question, Ryan.
Cool.
So my next question is, if you could have a conversation with the younger version of you, what advice would you give younger version of Ryan?
Yeah, such a great question. I would say, think much bigger, much faster. Mm. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, is just like, have bigger goals and take bigger action to get to those goals. Because here's the thing is, early on, I had limiting beliefs where I didn't think I could achieve a certain result. But now that I'm where I'm at in my business now, it's like, oh, like, I have been able to achieve particular results that I want. Like, I should have just aimed for that at the very beginning. So that's if I'm talking to me 7 years ago. Now, if I'm talking to a younger version of myself, let's say before entrepreneurship, let's say like when I was like at high school or whatever, okay, what I would tell myself is like, learn how to become an entrepreneur. That's what I would have said. I would have said, learn how to become an entrepreneur, because, you know, I didn't know when I was in high school that I was going to learn how to become an entrepreneur. Like, I would have just told myself earlier, it's like, figure this thing out, start reading the books now, start going to the seminars now, start surrounding yourself with entrepreneurs now. That way I would have had a head start, you know, because I didn't start entrepreneurship till I was 22. Brand new entrepreneur, never sold anything in my life, never started a business in my life. And this is my first time, and I just fell in love with it, you know. But I'm sure if I was exposed to that when I was younger, I would have fell in love with it also, you know?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the one thing about our podcast here, the Rise of Motivational Podcast, we're all about self-improvement. You know, to your point, like the compound effect, how do we become 1% better than what we were yesterday? So in terms of self-improvement, what does self-improvement look like to you as an entrepreneur?
So self-improvement is two things. It's 50% learning and 50% action. That's it. And a great analogy is, like, let's say you're walking, right? And if you're all education, for example, you walk in circles because you're taking steps with just one foot, right? You're walking in circles. And if you're all action but no education, you're going in circles also. But if you're doing 50% education, 50% action, you're taking one step at a time, and that's the only way to move forward. And so a huge mistake I see people making is they learn, but they never take action. Or they take action, but they never learn anything, so they're taking the wrong action most of the time. The key is we have to slow down to speed up, take time, learn the right information, and then take the right action on it, and then come back and learn new right information and take new right action. And that's the biggest thing. And like, here's a takeaway for the listeners is, like, take something that you learned from our show today and, like, put it in your calendar. Like, actually take action on what you're learning. Because, yeah, right now we're sitting here, we're learning, but write something down, you know, in a journal or in your calendar on something that you're actually going to do with your life based off of what you learned from this podcast. You can't just listen to a podcast and do nothing. You have to listen to a podcast and go do something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So where can our listeners find you, Ryan, online?
Yeah. So the best place, I host the Home-Based Business Podcast, where I interview people who are building successful home-based businesses. So you can find me at my website, ryanallenbell.com/podcast. And yeah, take a listen. That's the easiest place. And if you want to have a conversation, Instagram, Ryan Allen Bell also.
Perfect. All right. So any kind of final thoughts or advice you'd like to offer up to our listenership before we end this tonight?
Yeah, so I'll leave with a quote. I believe the perfect quote in someone's life at the perfect time can completely transform their life. So this is a quote that has helped me transform my life over the years. And it goes like this: risk going for the life you want or guarantee living a life that you don't want.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful, man.
Yeah. It changed my life, bro.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and coming on here on my show and introducing yourself and letting everybody know a little bit about yourself and sharing your story. So very inspirational, very motivational. So I really appreciate it, Ryan.
Byron, thank you so much. Appreciate you, man.
All right, friends. That is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top, scroll all the way down, and leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press that follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and screenshot of this week's episode and post it on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys and we greatly appreciate you. And we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care.